Hey, our ride's almost here. Are you ready?
Just grabbing my shoes.
That's what you said 10 minutes ago.
I just wrapped a video call, uploading this giant file on my tablet, looking at my watch go bananas with the group chat, and, of course, still lining up tonight's playlist on my phone.
All at once?
Yep, story of my life. That's why I switched to T-Mobile. They have the fastest 5G network.
Okay, multitasker. I see you.
Honestly, I never imagined I could do all this at once. It's awesome.
Say no more. I'm totally switching. My post is taking way too long to upload.
That's a sign. You've got to get T-Mobile.
So many reasons to join T-Mobile. Find yours at T-Mobile.com.
Fastest based on analysis by Ookla speed test intelligence data of national speed score results incorporating 5G download and upload speeds for the first half of 2026.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ever Google a money question and end up 12 tabs deep with 12 different answers? This podcast is your shortcut back to clarity. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast breaks down financial decisions with a team of trusted journalists. They explain the why behind decisions like investing, home buying, and choosing credit cards with clear, research-backed insights. No jargon, no misinformation. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
If you're the type of person who wants data, not assumptions, Prenuvo's whole body scan gives you a deep understanding of your health. Screen for over 500 conditions, including many cancers, autoimmune disorders, neurodegenerative diseases, and more. Add blood panels to test over 80 biomarkers, and you've got information about your body you may never have had before. Book your scan at Prenuvo.com. That's Prenuvo.com.
Tommy Lugauer.
Start dart.
I love Tommy.
No biggie. Yeah,
dudes, dogs, and damage.
I believe in positive Tommy.
Oh, I've been working nights.
They call me Tommy the Rationalizer.
We all know Tommy Lugauer is a generational talent.
It's After Hours with Tommy Lugauer on The Fan.
Say it, honey.
All right, let's go. Tommy Lugauer. Lugie. Phone number to call, as always, 888-808-1019. Let me first start off by saying that I understand that my fellow Met fans are pissed off. They're annoyed. They're disgusted. They're ticked off. And I feel it. I feel your pain. I totally understand it. After Hours, as always, is a safe place. It is a forum for you, my fellow Met fans. Heck, Yankee fans out there. This is an open forum to join the conversation and to have at it. If you want a piece of positive Tommy, 888-808-1019. If you want positive Tommy to be your therapist, if you want him to be your doctor, if you want me to be Tommy temperature check, I could be all of those things. But first, I'm going to start off with positive Tommy. Because when things are like this, and it feels like a team is at its darkest hour, I do think it's important to take a step back and have a little bit of a history lesson. The Mets lost again today. They are now 10-21. In 2024, the Mets record through the first 31 games was 10-21. So all hope is not lost. Now, that being said, they have to play better baseball throughout all facets of the game. The hitting, especially in clutch moments. This was another game today where they trailed going into the ninth inning and they weren't able to get a victory and come from behind. They did show fight. Alvarez, with a great at-bat, gets the double. Mauricio probably should have swung at the first pitch, but he was trying to, you know, I think just take a pitch there because the Nats reliever was wild. So I think you're in a situation there where you figure maybe I get ahead of the count and then I get a fastball to rip. Well, the first pitch ended up being a fastball to rip. And he probably could have challenged it too. I believe the Mets still had a challenge. So they showed some fight. But if I were to offer a little bit of constructive criticism in that inning, and you heard Daniel Murphy on the broadcast say this during the Marcus Semien at bat, 2-0 there, you got to take a pitch. Same thing with bench. And I know you're trying to get on base. I know you're trying to rip a pitch. I know you're trying to tie the game up. If you get a cookie, you want to put it over the fence or you want to rip a double. I understand that. But the Nationals' bullpen is awful. It's not good. They don't have anybody that comes out of that that you look at and say, hey, this guy is going to mow us down. So be patient. Don't automatically swing when it's 2-0. Now, Benj, at least it was, I think, a strike, but Simeon obviously went outside the strike zone. And if one of those guys would have worked a walk, the Alvarez double might have scored him, especially Benj with his speed. Or it would have put them in a situation where they could have had, you know, second and third after the Alvarez double with one out. And more of an opportunity there to hit a sac fly. Now let me get to the manager, who I know people want out, and they want either blood or they want to spark this team. And I've been telling you all along that I don't think the Mets are going to make any changes. And I don't think they're going to make any changes, certainly anytime soon. Steve Cohen, the last we heard from him, was after one of the Dodger losses, and he was tweeting out positive things. I believe he referred to it as green shoots. You know, he was channeling his inner positive Tommy. And then a couple days later in Chicago, David Stearns met the media, and he had glowing things to say about Mendoza. Fast forward a couple of days later, Francisco Lindor went to bat for Mendoza. Fast forward a couple of days later, Juan Soto went to bat for Carlos Mendoza. So those are four key, the biggest you can get as far as endorsements in this organization. And if they didn't fire Mendoza after a 12-game losing streak, if they didn't fire him after getting swept by the Rockies, if they didn't fire him today, if he gets on the plane for this West Coast trip, and I know it's Anaheim, and we've seen this before, where in the middle of the night, you know, Willie Randolph was fired. And certainly everybody has their breaking point. And even though Steve Cohen hasn't tweeted anything in a few weeks, he's well aware of obviously what's going on the field, but he's well aware of what's being said on this radio station and what's being said on social media. So he understands. He gets the frustration. He gets where everybody is at. And I understand that in history, we have seen managers fired and it has sparked the team. But I believe that Steve Cohen wants Mendoza to turn things around. That's what he wants. And he's being as patient as humanly possible. Now, Memorial Day is only a few weeks away. That's been my benchmark. I think that's where Steve Cohen will evaluate things. But he might not even pull the trigger there. That's my benchmark. That doesn't mean that it's the owner's. Because certainly if he didn't do it after 12-game losing streak, if he hasn't done it after this month and the record that they have, now that April is coming to a close, and maybe Steve Cohen looks at 2024 and says, look, this is Carlos Mendoza where he's at his best when the team is 11 games under 500. When they were ahead of the pack last year, we know what happened in the second half. Maybe we get a repeat of 2024. I think it's part of that potentially, but also the fact that he wants stability in his organization. He handpicked Stearns to build this team and become a sustained winner. And then Stearns hired Mendoza to be the guy to manage that sustained winner. Obviously, this year is not going the way that anybody had planned. Even the biggest pessimists didn't think that they'd be 10-21. And on pace to, I don't even know what the pace is there. That might be like 110 losses or something like that. This is a better baseball team than that. And obviously they have to show it on the field because otherwise it's just words at this point. Now, the one thing I will say about Mendoza in this game. MJ Melendez is your hottest hitter. I mean, Juan Soto's obviously super hot too. But Melendez has been a pleasant surprise. And he gave you the 3-run homer today. He's had great at-bats. You know, he's a guy that is... been a major leaguer. You could trust him in these moments, especially when he's swinging a hot bat. And the at-bat before he faced a Dickie Lovelady, he had bunted against a lefty. So they kept him in there to bunt against a lefty. And then in a big spot in the eighth inning, Mendoza goes away from him for Austin Slater, a guy that just got here. And I understand that Melendez hasn't exactly been a Met for 8 years, but at least he's had more at-bats than Austin Slater. So in a situation like that, and Mendoza after the game said, you know, that's why Slater's here. Let me just quote, I don't want to misquote him here. Mendoza, quote, Slater's here to hit lefties, obviously. Well, he just got here. So it's not like you signed him in the offseason and you had him around for, it's not, you know, Joe Orsolak that he's here to pinch hit and hit against righties. So, okay, fine. But Slater's here to hit lefties, obviously, Mendoza said, quote, knowing that we've seen Lovelady against righties as well, just wanted to take the chance there with the righty against him and try to do some damage. This to me is a situation where you have to just manage with your eyes and you have to manage with what you have seen on the field. You can't go to the notebook here. The team is now 10-21. The team has had a 12-game losing streak. You might not be on the hot seat. It certainly doesn't seem like you are, meaning like you're getting fired in the next 24 hours or the next 24 minutes. But the team had a bad April. There's no way to sugarcoat it. Like, I'm not going to sit here and put lipstick on a pig. It was a bad month. Doesn't mean it's going to be a bad May or a bad season, but it's been a bad month, to say the least. And when you're in a situation here where you can salvage the homestand, you can win 2 out of 3 against the Nationals, you can leave Citi Field on a high note where your team was able to put up some runs in this series and maybe give you a little bit of life as you go to Anaheim to play an aging team that we know can hit. We saw that at Yankee Stadium, but they are, what, 8 games under 500 themselves, so they're not exactly playing lights-out baseball. So you have a winnable series coming up. To have a little bit of momentum, to have a little bit of confidence, that would have went a long way. Certainly a longer way than losing again. So in that situation, for me, and I believe I speak for everybody out there, especially those that are just so sick and tired of everything that is Mets right now, perhaps even Positive Tommy included, but I feel your pain on this one. You have to pinch, or not pinch hit there. You have to let Melendez hit. He's swinging way too hot of a bat. You can't worry about lefty-righties. Like, I feel like I'm Jimmy Dugan in A League of Their Own. You know when he yells at Evelyn Gardner and you know, she's crying, sir. And there's no crying in baseball. And then I can't do all the other lines because some of them are potty language that I can't use. It's not super after hours yet. It's only 7 o'clock. Children are listening. And then later on in the movie, when Evelyn misses the cutoff man and Jimmy wants to scream at her, but he's, you know, kind of changed as a human and as a manager, and he's trying to be a little bit calmer, and he goes up to her and says, "You're still not hitting the cutoff man. See, that's something I'd like you to work on in the offseason." So I'm trying my best here to be as positive as humanly possible here, Carlos Mendoza. But in these situations, you're making it very difficult for Positive Tommy, because let Melendez hit. Come on. What do you have to lose? Team is 10-21 now. They just went through a 12-game losing streak. You have a losing homestand. You just got swept by the Rockies. This is one of the few bright spots in the lineup. Let them swing the bat. I don't see anything wrong with that. I get the binder. I get analytics. It's like AI. Like, AI's not going anywhere, but there's some good use of AI, and there's some bad use of AI. I think there's some good use of analytics, and then there's some bad use of analytics. But sometimes you just have to ride the hot hand. Sometimes you just have to, and I apologize for using this word, but it's the only word I can think of right now, is gamble. Sometimes you just have to gamble. Like, you're hot at the tables, and maybe some people have some analytics they use at a table, but sometimes you're like, you know what, I'm on a heater, so I'm just going to ride the hot wave here. Well, you had a hot bat, ride the heater. Never leave the table when you're hot. And you had a hot batter there, and you went to a guy that just got here. I mean, you could have bunted again. And even that, I think, would have been a better option, because you get Soto over to third. And now you have an opportunity where you don't even need a hit to score a run. And obviously, there were chances that were left on the table in this game. And then Weaver obviously coughed it up. And look, Abrams was a hot hitter. He's a great young player. We talked about him in the offseason potentially as a fit for the Yankees. And I know Yankee fans were super on board with that. He's a talented young player. Now, if you're Weaver, you still got to get through that inning, but it's not like he gave up a home run to some scrub. He gave up a home run to a very good young player who is super hot in the series. It happens, but it can't happen when you're 11 games under 500 now. I remain positive. I will remain positive. That's just the way I go about things. But I can feel the pain and anger and frustration amongst my fellow Met fans. Don't for one second ever think I don't feel that. Just because I go about it a certain way doesn't mean that I don't understand what's going on with my fellow fans of the baseball team that we all root for. Now, I will say this. I do think that Steve Cohen should say something soon. It doesn't have to be George Steinbrenner Patton-esque. It doesn't even have to be positive Tommy-esque. But I do think he should just say something. And I'll monitor his Twitter account all night. It's possible he's tweeted something out in the last 15 minutes since I checked. But just a little something. And look, it's going to be ugly. Hey, whether it's on this radio station, whether it's on social media, at Tommy Lugauer on Twitter, after every win, after every loss, you know, I hit the podium. It might not be right when the game ends, but at some point you hear from me. You know, I might be on the air. I might be on the turlet. I might be doing something. I might be with my cat. I might be busy where I...
Hey, our ride's almost here. Are you ready?
Just grabbing my shoes.
That's what you said 10 minutes ago.
I just wrapped a video call, uploading this giant file on my tablet, looking at my watch go bananas with the group chat, and, of course, still lining up tonight's playlist on my phone.
All at once?
Yep, story of my life. That's why I switched to T-Mobile. They have the fastest 5G network.
Okay, multitasker. I see you.
Honestly, I never imagined I could do all this at once. It's awesome.
Say no more. I'm totally switching. My post is taking way too long to upload.
That's a sign. You've got to get T-Mobile.
So many reasons to join T-Mobile. Find yours at T-Mobile.com.
Fastest based on analysis by Ookla speed test intelligence data of national speed score results incorporating 5G download and upload speeds for the first half of 2026.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Personal finance can feel like a pop quiz you didn't study for. This podcast is your study guide. On NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast, you'll hear from trusted journalists who explain the why behind major financial decisions. You'll get research-backed insights and clear pros and cons, whether you're planning a big purchase or just want to grow your wealth. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
Here's something you may not know. Only 14% of cancers in the U.S. are caught through routine screenings. Prenuvo's whole body MRI may help close that gap. Screening for over 500 conditions, including most solid tumors, all in under an hour. Prenuvo's body panels also test over 80 biomarkers for a deeper understanding of your health. No radiation, no contrast. Book your scan at prenuvo.com. That's prenuvo.com.
I can't immediately throw something out there, or I'm just letting the win or loss digest a little bit and letting the fans have their feel of what's going on, and then I throw something out there. So it's totally okay to wait a little bit, but I do think this is the time because the fans are bloodthirsty, the fans are upset, they're pissed off, and they're going to show that upsetness because now they're going on the road, so you're not going to see it at the park, obviously with lack of attendance or with boos. And I gotta give it up to the Met fans that are going to these games. Outside, I think, of game two against the Rockies, it's been the vibe. It's obviously not through the roof because the team is not winning, but overall the vibe has been good. Which is always that weird dynamic. And we'll never be able to truly, you know, do a case study on this. But if you watch the fans in the stands and then you read social media, or, well, forget reading social media, but if you listen to this radio station sometimes with the callers, it sometimes doesn't equal each other. So maybe this is like what we think it is. You know, Sports Talk Radio is just a complaint box. So people that are mad, they just come to the radio to call, which I totally get. That's why I'm your therapist. And I've been there and I'm still there. You know, this is therapy for me too. And sometimes you have to laugh so you don't cry. You know, I've been a guy that, and you might not find me funny. I certainly do. My wife doesn't, but I do. And I've used humor throughout my life sometimes to just lighten up a situation. Because sometimes you just need to laugh so you don't cry. Right? If you break up with your girlfriend or your girlfriend breaks up with you and you go through all the steps and you know tear up all the photos and you unfollow her on Facebook and you don't unfollow her on Instagram because you still want to peek what's going on, but maybe you get a burner account to check out what's going on, or you have one of your friends check out what's going on, but you're ready to move on. You're ready to stop, you know, being all upset about it. You want to go out and party or whatever the case may be. But there is that moment where you just say, you know what? What could you do here? Yeah, I was dating her for 5 years. It didn't work out. You just got to laugh at some point. Because ultimately, the decision here is on Steve Cohen. And yes, we can yell and scream. We can hellfire and brimstone. We could call for change. People have been calling change for Brian Cashman forever. Have they changed it? Have they done anything? No, because they have the plan that they have. Now, you can not show up to the park. You could obviously air your frustrations, for sure. And it could go a long way, perhaps. We don't know yet with Steve Cohen because we don't know the way he operates yet because he hasn't owned the team for very long. So there isn't a total pattern there yet. And I would never tell anybody not to do something. Obviously, if you're upset, show your frustration because you have a voice. Use it. But I do think Steve Cohen should say something. Now, what he says is totally up to him. And how you react to it is totally up to you. He has that right to say whatever he wants. You have your right to say whatever you want back to him. And you could take whatever he says and handle it and process it based on the way you want to do it. But I do think at some point you have to hit the podium. Now, he's done it already, but he needs to do it again. And that's not going to make the team 21-10. Nor is it going to bring for many that want him back, Pete Alonso back. It's not going to bring, I know he's hurt, but it's not going to bring Edwin Diaz back. It's not going to change the things that have happened. So it's kind of the past. I don't love, and I've been a victim of this in my personal life or just my life in general, so I get it. But dwelling on the past gets you nowhere. Nowhere. It gets you nowhere. It gets you stuck in the mud. So, and you just can't grow as a person or anything in your life. So being stuck in the past is the worst possible thing you can do. You have to think about the present and you have to think about the future. That's just my advice that I could give. So we worry about what's going on right now. So what's going on right now is what I would say is, and you can get this to Mendoza and tell him Positive Tommy said it. Hey, Mendy, don't use the binder. Like in these spots, the few hot hitters that you have, ride that wave. Don't worry about righty lefty. This team needs a spark. I've been talking about it for weeks. They need some, and by the way, the spark could be you losing your job because we've seen in the past firing the manager sparks a team. I just think there's an unwillingness to do it from the organization. And we could scream from a mountaintop, but if they have a plan, they're going to stick to the plan. And as far as David Stearns, and I know he's public enemy number one, and you have all the right in the world to be angry at him, to be upset, and I hate to be the bearer of bad news. I do. I don't want to deliver bad news to people, but I think it's reality. They're not firing this guy. They're certainly not firing him in April, and I don't think they're firing him at the end of the season. I think he was hired here a couple years ago to build a sustained winner, to build up this farm system. And let's take just a deep dive into this. Yes, some of the players that he brought in this year, obviously a Luis Robert Jr., which was low risk, high reward. Like, let's just be honest. That was low risk, high reward. Yeah, he's already got a back issue, but that was, and he's had injury problems. But we all said it at the time. Nobody trashed that move when you consider what they gave up. Nobody wanted Jeff McNeil around anymore. Now, as far as Pete Alonso, they made a decision based on his age, based on his contract, based on how he would look in a couple years. Obviously, that would have been over a lot better if the replacement, like if they had signed Murakami and he's got, 12 home runs for the White Sox, nobody would be crying for Pete Alonso. Because they would have said, all right, you know what? I thought I was right. Stearns, you were right. Because we got a discount here and he's putting up bigger numbers than Pete. Because look, Pete's not doing much in Baltimore. And we'll get to see Pete this weekend at the stadium in the Bronx. So obviously Polanco was the guy brought in to be the first baseman, even though he hadn't played first base. He has an injury history, although he was coming off a very good year. And obviously he got hurt early in the year. And then the other stuff, which this is, you can't help, but Soto was out for a few weeks. Now Lindor's been out for a couple weeks. And when you don't have your star players on the field, I don't care what team you are, you're going to struggle. Now that doesn't excuse 10-21, but it certainly doesn't help your cause when you're missing these big bats. But Stearns inherited a lot of these players. A lot of the players that you're frustrated with right now, he did not bring in. Now, some of them that he did bring in, you are frustrated with as well. So it's kind of a combination of that. But I do think it's the healthiest thing to do here is to, okay, they are 10-21. I'm not going to give up on the season. I'm not waving the white flag. Now, every man has its and woman has its breaking point, for sure. I'm sure Positive Tommy has his. But I'm not at that point right now. But I am at the point, and I've been saying that I've been very consistent with this for weeks. They need a spark. And they need to turn this thing around. And in a game like today where it was right there in your hands, and even the Devin Williams stuff in the ninth inning, I've been open about this. I would not have Devin Williams in the ninth inning anymore. But the Mets are continuing to do that. My gut instinct on this one, this is just my April 30th, this just like hit my brain. You know, I was like, I'm like Shmi in Hook. You know, I had an apostrophe. A lightning bolt just struck my brain. I believe Steve Cohen wants to have a situation like the Yankees do with Cashman and Boone. Now, obviously, they, you know, Yankee fans want a championship, but I think Yankee, this is actually good therapy for everybody because the Yankee fans that have, and I understand where their standards are, and I understand what their history is, but Yankee fans that complain about a lot of the stuff that goes on there, and I'm not saying that it's unwarranted, but look at what Boone and Cashman do year in and year out. That's what you want to model yourself after. That's the type of organization that you want to be. A team that has a chance to win every year. Obviously, the Dodgers are a cheat code, so that's in a different category, although you'd love to be them as well, of course. But who knows what the Dodgers are going to be in 4 years? I got news for you. You know what the Yankees are going to be in 4 years? Good. Because they're good every year. They've been good my entire life. They've been over 500 since 1992 through a million different administrations. And it's the opposite of the Joe Beningo thing with the Jets. You could change the coach. You could change the quarterback. Maybe we got something here, bro. The Yankees, they changed everything. I mean, you're allowed to have a beard now, and they still win, which is a credit to, dare I say, Cashman and Boone. So I think that Cohen wants that from Stearns and Mendoza. Now, obviously, you have to have you still have to start building that track record and that resume in order to justify it. And that's why Hal can justify keeping those two guys because of the track record they have. Not championships, but they win. And the place is packed every night. Like from a business model, from a baseball model. Tough to argue. And if both of those things go south with the Mets, then the plan that you had, you know, it's the Tyson line. Everybody has a plan until they're punched in the face. Well, the Mets are being punched in the face right now. We'll see how they respond. Obviously on the field. And then if they continue to respond this way on the field, then there's going to be, I would think, a long look in the mirror from Steve Cohen. And the plan that he originally had would then be, you know, torn up. But I understand it. People want, it's like, were they in Lion King? I think they were like hyenas or something like that. But they want food. You want to eat. You want to eat the carcass of Mendoza. You want to eat the carcass of David Stearns. You want to drink their blood out of Papa Giorgio, what is the thing they drink the blood out of? A chalice? A chalice. In the medieval days, you know, it would be a bunch of big men with beards, you know, meaty men with these big beards and like animal skin, and they would all sit around the table and they would talk about, we're men, you know, we're men, and then we killed this deer, and blah, 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 and we're, you know, we won't go any further. Oh, we like to hang out with our wife after this, and all that type of stuff, and make whoopee. And they would drink. I don't know if they drink blood, but I think they would drink wine. But in this case, we want to drink the blood, because we want somebody to pay for what's happening right now, because we are frustrated. And that's the thing that Steve Cohen has to balance. The mob, because social media right now is a minefield. Social media right now is open season on the Mets, which, and this is my thing with this, because I've been a victim of it, and I just don't want to do this anymore. Boy, we're really going off on it tonight. That's okay. We got the Knicks here. We'll get to them later. Yankees, the whole thing. The whole reason I started Positive Tommy and started to be like Positive Tommy is because I sat there for how many years and just watched people just make fun of and drag, just absolutely just make fun of the organization that I love and root for, and we're just like a laughing stock. Well, I don't understand sometimes why Met fans add fuel to that fire to make us a laughingstock. And sometimes the team can't help it. I get that. But why would you take gasoline and put it on the fire? That part I don't understand. Maybe take water and put it on the fire. And maybe you think positive Tommy's gasoline. That's fair. You're allowed that thing. But that's just where I'm coming from on that. But right now, social media, obviously, yeah, the Mets are a punchline. And I would like to see that change. But until then, I remain positive. I can be critical. I understand your feelings on the frustration of this, for sure. And we will now move ahead. We will keep an eye on social media with Mendoza. But like I said, I think he's getting on a plane. I think he's going to the West Coast. I don't see a situation here over the next, I think it's a 9-game road trip where anything, I don't think we get a Willie Randolph spot. I don't think Steve Cohen is that type of thinker where he's like, oh, this has happened before with the Mets. We could just do it again. Like, I don't think that's where his mind is at. And obviously, when you're on the road and you are in the position that the Mets are in, you're not going to feel the frustration as much because you are on the road. Now, obviously, some Met fans are going to make the trek, but if you are either living in that area or making the trek, you're not there necessarily to, like, it's maybe your trip for the year or you live in the area. You're not, like, totally immersed in what's going on around here. So you're going to be in overall in a pretty decent mood. So you're not there to just raise hell. But that's where we're at. That's where we're at. And I'll be here. You know, I'm here for your either, you know, you could rip the carcass off of me or we could have a little chat about it. We could be positive. I could be a therapist. There are many sides to Tommy, as you know. And I'm always flexible with that type of stuff.
Hey, our ride's almost here. Are you ready?
Just grabbing my shoes.
That's what you said 10 minutes ago.
I just wrapped a video call, uploading this giant file on my tablet, looking at my watch go bananas with the group chat, and, of course, still lining up tonight's playlist on my phone.
All at once?
Yep, story of my life. That's why I switched to T-Mobile. They have the fastest 5G network.
Okay, multitasker. I see you.
Honestly, I never imagined I could do all this at once. It's awesome.
Say no more. I'm totally switching. My post is taking way too long to upload.
That's a sign. You've got to get T-Mobile.
So many reasons to join T-Mobile. Find yours at T-Mobile.com.
Fastest based on analysis by Ookla speed test intelligence data of national speed score results incorporating 5G download and upload speeds for the first half of 2026.
Girl, let's get real. Some pads are just diapers with a good PR team, but not the new Kotex BioCare. That's because Kotex BioCare helps defend against odor and irritants. And it's the first and only pad with this pH proactive system that helps optimize the pad's pH. Just think of it as self-care for down there. Check out Kotex.com for more details on the all-new Kotex, completely redesigned to meet your needs. You asked, we heard.
Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Personal finance can feel like a pop quiz you didn't study for. This podcast is your study guide. On NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast, you'll hear from trusted journalists who explain the why behind major financial decisions. You'll get research-backed insights and clear pros and cons, whether you're planning a big purchase or just want to grow your wealth. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
What you're listening to presumably doesn't suck, so neither should your sound system. Sonos lets you listen seamlessly from room to room. Same great sound, expertly tuned, astonishingly clear. It's not magic, but it's not not magic.
People say, "I got you," all the time. Dads say it to their kids the first time they ride a bike. Friends say it to other friends when they buy them lunch. It's a good thing when someone's got you. It's especially good when someone's got you with important things like your health. And that's where WeShares got you. We got you with a massive nationwide network of over 1 million doctors, which means you can likely keep your current doctor you know and trust. We got you with affordable prices that can save individuals up to $5,000 annually compared to traditional insurance, and save families even more. And we've got you with over 68,000 CVS Caremark pharmacies across the country. If you're tired of overpriced health insurance bills, come visit us at WeShareHealth.org or call 1-888-WE-SHARE. Other smart Americans are making the switch every day. In a world filled with companies that cost you,
it's nice to have one that's got you. We Share Health. We got you.